when you're out there playing, you're not really wondering about what's going on with the other teams. We knew we had to have other teams win for us to get in. But, you know, if you didn't take care of business, then you knew that was out of the question. So the biggest thing was just trying to do whatever you needed to do to win the game today and, you know, let everything else happen. So we went out and took care of our part, but unfortunately, you know, the other stuff didn't happen.
Are you proud to have helped this team to a 7-game improvement in just 1 year?
Oh, definitely. I think the coaches came in and did a great job, our coaching staff. You know, to come in and get a 2-14 team and, you know, get us the 9 wins. Everybody bought in and, you know, was, you know, giving it everything they had every week. So one thing I, you know about these group of guys, no matter the situation, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep fighting. And, you know, that's what we did.
Andre, today had to have been more than one way, perhaps bittersweet. We don't know what the future holds, but looked like you were having a lot of fun out there today.
Yeah, you know, that's the when I woke up this morning, you know, that was the first thing I said. I was just like, you know, I'm going to go out here and enjoy every moment, you know, that I'm out, you know, when I'm out here on this field. And that's just what I did. You know, I didn't really worry about anything. I was just like, I'm going to make the best of every opportunity I get. And that's just the way I approached it today.
I think you try to make a statement every week, but definitely looked like you were making a statement today that there's plenty of gas left in the tank.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess, you know, every year you get older, you guys say I lose it. So it is what it is. It's part of the game. But like I said, I can still play this game. I know that. So whatever is meant to happen will happen. And I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Andre, got to ask you some stat stuff, which I know you love. With all your catch today, you're the 11th player in NBA in NFL history to have 7 seasons with at least 80 receptions, and you had your 51st game for 100 yards or more, which is an active career leader. Thoughts on that stuff?
Very humbling. You know, like I said, I don't really get caught up into that. I just play, and I'm pretty sure the day I hang up my cleats, I'll be handed some notebook or, you know, a sheet of papers or something from Coop. Yeah. And it'll have all my stats and everything on it. So I really get a chance to sit down and look at it and just go over everything. And I think that's, you know, when you really realize, you know, what you're able to accomplish as a player.
I know you say you didn't think about it at all during the game, but afterward, or was there a point early before the game or in the locker room just now where you were walking thinking this could be the last time you're here in a Texans uniform?
To be honest, nah. I didn't really think about it until one of my teammates came up to me and said, I hope this is not your last game here. I think that's when it really hit me. I was like, man, like, you know, because the whole time I hadn't thought about it. You know, I was just, you know, more worried about it, you know, enjoying, you know, out on the field playing. And when they said that, it kind of hit me a little bit. But, you know, like it doesn't feel like it's going to be my last time here. So, to be honest, I haven't really given much thought to it. So.
The media, we don't have to do anything, no. Standing ovation or anything for you?
Nah, man. Nah.
Andre, Ryan Pickett said after the game he had never felt so bad after a win when he got the news that you weren't going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. What about you? How does that hit you?
Well, I think the biggest thing was just, you know, you having to take care of your business first. And that was the main thing I was focused on. And, you know, you just got to – if it's meant to happen, it would happen. And it just wasn't meant to happen. So, you know, of course you'd like to be there because, you know, they always say once you get in, you never know what can happen. So, of course we'd like to be in, but we just didn't do enough to, you know, have control of it, you know, ourselves.